This is the final week of the Brown County Playhouse's production of The Glass Menagerie, and it's a real summer theater treat. Director Jonathan Michelson has assembled a very good group of actors to play Tennessee Williams' ever-fascinating Wingfield family and the gentleman caller, with veteran Wendy Berry Wilson at the center as the mother Amanda. Amanda, a faded Southern belle, a woman still in the thrall of her youth and the evening of 17 gentlemen callers, but she's also a determined scrapper, holding a family with two quite difficult children together against bad odds as the country wallows in the Depression. Son Tom John Manis is an aspiring poet. He's rebellious and bitterly disappointed with his work in a warehouse. Daughter Laura, Lilia Vasilova, is crippled by shyness so painful that she doesn't seem to be able to cope with life at all. The Glass Menagerie is a memory play. It's narrated by Tom, but the memories are far from wispy surrealism. In the Brown County production, the life of the Wingfields is richly remembered, layered, and detailed. As Tom, Amanda, and Laura talk, argue, fuss, and reminisce, there's the ease of the shorthand that families fall into. Their situation's grim, but there's a warmth, even as discontents and fears simmer. It's a remarkable performance of a fascinating piece. Tennessee Williams' language is justly famous. It both sounds conversational and at the same time has a lyrical depth and flow. Much of the first part of The Glass Menagerie is the preparation for the arrival of the gentleman caller, Michael Borgman. Amanda has persuaded Tom to invite Jim, a fellow from the warehouse, home with hopes that he may rescue Laura. Jim turns out to have been a high school hero of Laura's. He's a bit of an ironic figure as a knight of the American dream. He's rueful about his current position as a clerk, but full of shallow optimism about success through night school classes in public speaking and radio electronics. Left alone with Laura, Jim expounds on his hopes and even includes her in his optimism. Lilia Vasilova's head gradually came up out of her usual guarded stance, and as they awkwardly danced, they were carried away and Jim kissed her. Jim quickly apologizes and then reveals that he actually has to leave to pick up his fiancée, but it's an incredible moment of theater. We see a young woman, however fleetingly, find and be transformed by love. Tennessee Williams' The Glass Menagerie has its final performances this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8, with 3 o'clock matinees on Saturday and Sunday. You can find this review and an interview with Wendy Berry Wilson and Lilia Vasilova on our website at wfiu.indiana.org. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.